The Florida House provided a surprising twist in the legislature's fight over expanding Medicaid on Tuesday by suddenly adjourning its 2015 session. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports that action ensures that a special session will be called to complete the budget.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House do now adjourn. Sine die.
Members, Representative Corker moves the House do now adjourn. Sine die. All in favor signify by saying yay. Opposed, no. Show the motion adopted. Sine die.
In his remarks, House Speaker Steve Crisafulli blamed the shutdown on the Senate's unwillingness to drop its resolve to bring up a Medicaid expansion alternative before agreeing to a budget.
I made a promise to you when you elected me to be your speaker that I'd never ask you to vote for something that I wouldn't vote for myself. Accordingly, I will not force anyone to expand Medicaid. And so for now, we stand at an impasse with the Senate.
The House has refused repeatedly to consider any plan that would use Medicaid expansion dollars, including a Senate proposal to tap those funds to help lower-income Floridians purchase private health insurance.
The Senate's Medicaid expansion bill has been sitting on their calendar since March and never voted on by their full body. And the Senate bill literally cannot be implemented as written.
We had several more bills on the agenda for the day, and the speaker, who had taken a break from the microphone, came back in and said, basically, we're going home.
Representative Doug Broxson, a Republican from Gulf Breeze, said they had zero notice that Crisafulli would shut down the session. However, he also opposes expanding Medicaid, pointing to what he calls uncertainty at the federal level.
It will be an entitlement program that we would be committed to this until the Lord came. And for us to make that commitment and put it on the backs of our citizens, knowing it potentially would be a tax increase, or we would have to reduce services, is simply something that we don't feel like we can do.
The Senate is staying at its post. We plan to put in a full week, a full month, and a full session. That's what we're supposed to do.
State Senator Don Gates, a Niceville Republican, says there are a variety of measures from the House on which the Senate will vote. He adds that the House had a number of Senate-passed bills from which it's walking away.
I can understand why there is an impasse on the budget because there's disagreement on health policy, but that doesn't mean that the House should have walked away from Amendment 1, from the water conservation issues that 74% of the people of Florida told us to implement.
As for Crisafulli's contention that the Senate was holding up the budget process over its proposed Medicaid expansion plan,
words matter, and there is no Senate plan to expand Medicaid. There are 830,000 people who don't have adequate health coverage right now. And so they show up in our hospitals and our emergency rooms. Their cost is shifted onto those of us who have coverage.
Gates says since there's no such thing as free medical care, the real issue is who pays for it. Meanwhile, Florida awaits word from the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on a plan to extend the $2.2 billion low-income pool, or LIP, program past June 30th. LIP pays for uninsured low-income Floridians, and Gates says that money belongs to Florida.
Even though we knew more than a year ago that the pool was going to have to be changed, the governor came up with no alternative, no plan. The House had no plan. They just thought that the federal government would blink and that if we checked the mail every day, there'd be a $2.2 billion check. Well, of course, that was never going to happen.
Meanwhile, Governor Rick Scott Tuesday filed a lawsuit in Pensacola federal court against the Obama administration. He accuses them of coercing the state to expand Medicaid in order to get $1 billion in federal hospital funds. Such action was struck down by the Supreme Court in 2012, according to the lawsuit. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.